man, we just got explosive offense, and it's a shame we didn't start from week one with this type of performance.
How good does it feel to finally be on the right side of a lopsided game?
I feel good, man. Like you said, man, all year when it was a little lopsided, we was the one the loss column, so it's a good feeling.
Was it as easy as it looked out there offensively?
You know what? No. I mean, it's just one of those things where defense came to play, and they put us in position to score easy, you know? Whenever you get the ball in the opponent's red zone or on their 50, yeah, I mean, hats off to defense.
1,000 receiving yards in your second NFL season, Brent. I mean, keep a little perspective there. I mean, ahead of where you would hope to be at this point? Or?
Well, it's, you know, I told someone earlier, man, sometimes, you know, I talk a lot and I try to be a little cocky, but all in all, you know, since college, you know, I've been taught by my receiver coach, stay healthy, stay humble, and good things will come, you know. So it's just one of those things where it's an accomplishment, but you got to can't get content.
You like the snow? Was that premeditated?
It's for all my family and friends in Florida, man. You know, they don't get to see snow much, so I wanted to show them snow.
You ran it the second time. Why not build a snowman the second time around?
Well, did you see what I did? I ran through the snow like I was going to pick it up, but then jumped in the stand, so I was just having fun. I came out today just, you know, saying I was going to have fun, run around and have fun, no matter the outcome.
Brandon, you guys come
from? Yards after the catch. Where did those moves?
You know what? You just got to take, you know, I grew up playing running back, you know, all my life, and, you know, funny story, my freshman year, they gave me a toss to the right, and I got like 20 yards, and the coach was like, let's give it to him again. Gave it to me again, but I fumbled, and I never seen running back since. So I've been playing running back all my life.
Much needed victory for you guys. It's got to feel good to still be in this playoff hunt.
You know, this is one of those things where we can only control us, you know, week in and week out. You know, we take one week at a time, and, you know, we can't look at San Diego or those other guys in the AFC. Just control what we can control.
Physically, how are you?
You guys have a short week this week. How do you approach the game on Thursday?
Just lay low, get some rest, and, you know, Coach, I think Coach Shanahan, he's good with these type of situations as far as resting us pretty good and knowing when to push us. So I think we'll be all right.
Physically, how are you feeling after that hit late in the game?
Oh, man, KC, whenever you play them, man, it's always going to be a physical game. And, you know, I'm a little sore, but that's football. That's how it's supposed to be.
Nothing injured or anything?
Oh, no, I'll be out there tomorrow running around.
Brandon, you guys displayed a killer instinct today. We hadn't seen all year. Was that intentional? Was that something that was talked about? Like, let's really put some points up on the scoreboard and put this game out of reach.
Man, every game we're trying to come out and do that. But, you know, things haven't been going good for us all year. You know, we've had our moments, and we had our ups and we had our downs. But, yeah, just it's scary to see what we're capable of doing, man. We got a lot of people on offense that are very explosive. And, you know, we're not even 100% healthy. You know, our backs did an awesome job today, and they're running off one leg. And we got Javon down, and Stoke only played two quarters. Yeah, get on Stoke next time you talk to him. He don't practice all week, and he comes in and score him a touchdown, get back out. So get on Stoke.
Brandon, the jacket. Is this a new jacket, a new purchase? Nice, I like it.
No, it's not a new purchase. It's you know, it's just it's Denver, man. Keep warm.
Florida guy, you gotta keep warm.
Where
is that?
Yeah, come on, man. You can't even look at you. Come on.
You surprised that the refs would call snow a prop?
I hope they don't fine me because I can't afford it. But I was surprised that they called that a prop. But, you know, hey, man, you got to have fun sometimes. That's what football's about. Just like I always say, just like when you're playing Pop Warner football and at halftime, you're drinking Kool-Aid and eating Pop-Tarts. So that's what you got to do in the NFL, and nothing's different.
Brandon, what does 1,000 yards mean to you? I mean, second year, it's got to be somewhat special to you.
It means a lot, but, you know, I'm looking for better, man. I'm trying to be a Pro Bowl receiver, and I'm trying to do big things. And I want to be a part of a playoff team. I haven't experienced that yet, and I want to win a Super Bowl. So, you know, if that comes with me with 1,400 yards or 1,000 yards or even 600 yards, you know, only good things happen when you're on a winning team.
What do you think is the way Sullivan kind of set the tone?
Oh, man, I love that guy, man. It's scary to see him back there and, you know, us out wide. We always got to be ready to block downfield because he can go any minute.